92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something pretty big happened in England recently. 25,000 people attending the Eurovision Song Contest finals in Liverpool went berserk when the lights came up and all the original members of Frankie Goes to Hollywood were on stage performing live for the first time in 36 years. Man, I wish I was there for that. They played the title track to their debut double album, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, but that was it. Just one song and gone. Apparently, they were asked to do three or four songs, including Two Tribes and Relax, but they opted for just the one, which is actually quite long. The album version's about 13 minutes. And that reunion happened very quickly, because like 5 or 6 weeks ago, they were still not talking to each other. Now people are hoping that maybe they'll do a 40th anniversary tour, which would be great. There's also some other Frankie news that popped up in the last couple of days. Several entertainment franchises are reporting that the story of Frankie Goes to Hollywood is going to be turned into a musical film called, obviously, Relax, the song that was banned by the BBC when it was released and helped it to become a number one hit for 5 weeks. The movie's going to be based on lead singer Holly Johnson's memoir book, A Bone in My Flute, but probably won't have any of the band in it. They'll have actors playing the roles of the band members. Frankie Goes to Hollywood formed in 1980. They really developed when they signed with ZTT Records in 1984, and they became very popular among the trans and LGBTQ communities around the world.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.